A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Burrow's furniture is built for the way you live. From ensuring easy assembly and disassembly to honoring highly requested new colors for their award-winning seating, they always have their customers in mind. Their modular seating is made out of durable materials to last and grow with you. And with Burrow, you always get fast, free shipping. Get up to 60% off during Burrow's Memorial Day sale at burrow.com/ACAST. That's burrow.com/ACAST. burrow.com/ACAST.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Physical. My name is Kyron Wheatley. This is the podcast with all of the questions and traditionally none of the answers, but we'll see how we go today. We have a brains trust that we'll get to in a minute, ready to assist today's contestant. You know him from national comedy tours, from occasionally once upon a time dressing up in outrageous costumes for the program The Feed. And now on Triple J Drive, it's Michael Hing.
Hello, Kyron. I'm very excited to be here. I'm very keen to win.
Do you do the Saturday quiz? Do you buy the newspaper on the weekend, sit around in parks, drink lattes and do the quiz?
I have in the past. I've probably not done it in a very long time. Mm-hmm. I did it when I was at uni. Some friends of mine have maintained doing it, and occasionally they will include me in a group chat where they organize to go and do it, but I have never been.
A group chat.
Is that because of my own social anxiety, or is it because it sounds like a really lame thing?
Arranged fun that you're avoiding.
Exactly.
A sort of, yes. Determined time to enjoy oneself. Not for that.
No. I'm much, you know me, I'm a real free spirit.
Similar to your friends in their group chat, we have a group here to assist you in the quiz today. A brains trust. First of all, I'd like you to meet a New York dog walker who also specializes in Reiki healing. It's hello to Fanny Farkle. Good morning, Fanny.
Hello, how are you going?
Very good. Thank you for joining us.
Hello, Fanny.
Thank you. I'm so excited, but I'm also a little nervous. I have to say that up top.
What makes you nervous about a little quiz?
I guess I'm not really a people person. I'm more of a dog person, hence the dog walking. No surprise.
Reiki is the one where you don't actually touch the person, isn't it?
No, that's right. But it is purely Reiki on dogs. I will say that. I don't do Reiki on people.
No.
Do dogs, how do they respond to your treatments, generally speaking?
It depends. Like, usually not favorably, especially if they are in pain. I think they just don't like being touched when they're in pain.
Yeah.
But it's going, you know, you just got to take your time.
Again, though, Reiki, though, not touching, isn't it? It's like just sort of more hovering.
Well, when I say touch, it's, you know, it's in quotations. I am touching them, but I'm not touching them.
Because dogs love being touched. They love being patted and rubbed. And so it must be.
Well, when was the last time you asked a dog if they liked it?
Oh, well, I've got a dog here, actually, Hopkins. She loves it. She always, like, every time I go for a rub, she pulls her head in. She's like, a bit more. And I stop touching her and she's like, what are you doing?
Well, it's interesting. That's not typical for a dog. Right. But yeah, that's interesting.
Wow. It's a bold move to come on a podcast and then tell the host their dog is a freak.
As I said, I'm not much of a people person.
Yeah. Okay. Well, sounds like if there's any sort of Reiki questions or dog walking questions, that's going to be covered for you, Hing. But the Brains Trust doesn't stop there. Back from the morning lay, it's a big hello to a chicken.
Yes. Hi, Kyron. It's awesome to be here. I'm a chicken. And fantastic to be on Wax Quizzical this week.
How was the lay this morning? How many did you pump out?
Well, I'm a rooster, actually.
Oh, you're a rooster.
Kyron. I'm more in the insemination. I am in the process. Yes, yes, yes. Very excited to be on the quiz today, helping out as the Brains Trust. I'm not much of a people chicken, but I am a big fan of quizzes. So, and to be honest, I'm a big fan of you, Kyron. When I was a young chick in the hen house, as a young chick, the farmer who I who tended to us, he would chuck on Triple J of a Saturday morning.
Would he?
And he would, and we just loved. We were all big fans of you on Saturday mornings, Kyron.
Oh,
and so
yeah?
It's a pleasure to be on here today.
Chicken, sorry. Can I just ask one question? Because on the sort of Zoom recording we're doing, you've not turned your webcam on.
No.
So I can't actually see you. And I just want to know, you're quite well spoken for a chicken. And I don't mean that in a patronizing way. I just want to know if you're an actual chicken or you're just a man pretending to be a chicken.
Yeah, no, absolutely. And I appreciate the search for clarity there. And I think there are going to be a lot of people out there who are wondering that. They're listening to the podcast on the way to work, and I think it's a fair question. And I don't think we should be afraid of asking questions. Questions are how we find answers.
No. Questions like, are you a real chicken?
One of many questions that are out there. And if we stop asking questions, we're going to stop finding answers. And that's what I want to drill down on today with you guys.
Well, yeah, it's just that you haven't grappled with the thrust of the question, which is, are you a chicken?
Exactly. And that's what I'm trying to get to myself, Kyron. I'm trying to get to a place where all of us are in a position where we go, no, questions are important, and it doesn't matter how often a question isn't answered.
Right.
I take blame for that. We're sitting here and we're not getting an answer, and I'll put my hand up and say, I take the blame for that. That's what you have to do as a leader. Yeah.
There's 10 questions to answer today. Hing, how do you feel with your Brains Trust? Are you confident of that that 8 top score?
Yeah, no, we'll crush it. We'll absolutely crush it. If we all just get 3 each, team, that's 9, and we win, okay? Then we're the best team that's ever existed. So just 3 each.
My lineage is to dinosaurs.
Question number 1. Mike Cannon-Brookes and Scott Farquhar, I'm not sure how to say that, F-A-R-Q-U-H-A-R.
Farquhar.
Founded which software company in Sydney in 2002? Mike Cannon-Brookes and Scott Farquhar.
Oh. I know that they... can I talk around this a little bit? I know that...
I hope so, or else it's going to be very short.
It's a very green company, I believe.
Mike Cannon-Brookes is the guy that did the battery with Elon Musk.
He was going to buy land that was going to be for coal power plants or something. I don't know. I think it's called...
Chicken, this must be terrible news for you that people are buying up, you know, great grazing land, great pecking land to put batteries on, you know, just to power some computers.
Yeah, so...
Sorry, these are electrical batteries, not
I was going to say,
yeah,
I have an issue with some batteries, particularly the hen houses, battery hen houses.
What is your core issue with the hen house battery?
Well, it runs flat too quick. That is to say that free-range eggs are important. I know when I go to the shops, I sit in front of the egg area 15, 20 minutes going, how much square hectare per hen? And it's just about
Are you buying eggs from the shop?
Yes.
As a rooster, you're going to the shop and you're buying eggs.
I buy them from Coles.
What for?
For breakfast.
Do you eat eggs?
Eggs?
Hey, Kyron, you try making a cake without an egg, okay? You need the binding agent. That's all I'll say. Right. But what I will also say as well is I believe it's Atlassian Corporate.
No,
Tony Farquhar, does that ring any bells for you? New York is obviously a hub of commerce.
That's true. There's so many corporations. And I think the chicken is right. I mean, it sounds very familiar. I read a lot of papers because I pick up a lot of poop with the paper.
Right. And at what point in this process are you reading the paper?
Oh, it's after. I smear off the poop when I go to get a new poo. And as I'm smearing, I read it at the same time.
Smear, often reserved for something you put on a bagel.
In this instance.
That's true.
It's nice to connect those two thoughts.
It's just the wiping motion.
The chicken's guess has jogged my memory only because I was like, that's not a word. What word is the chicken trying to say? I believe the chicken is trying to say Atlassian.
Mm. The dialect depends on where you come from, and I'm a southern...
Dinosaur.
Yeah, you know, exactly. I'm using the dialect of the dinosaur. So, sure, I'm going to say things wrong.
Yep. Okay.
But you can't be held accountable for that.
They're going to sound wrong to you.
The fact that you speak at all is impressive to me.
I just want to tell you something, Michael.
Yes.
I have two sets of eyelids.
Atlassian, you reckon?
Atlassian, yeah.
One of my eyelids goes down, and the other one comes from the back to the front. Why? Because I live in dusty areas, and if one is see-through, one of my eyelids is see-through. So I can see.
Are you talking about a camel? Is that a camel?
No, this is chickens.
The chickens do this as well. Is this chickens?
Talking about yourself.
Yes.
Question number two. Which artist links the albums Looking for Butterboy, Into the Bloodstream, and Tell Me Why? Michael Heng, you work for National Music Youth Broadcaster Triple J. Do you have you come across any albums titled Looking for Butterboy, Into the Bloodstream, and Tell Me Why?
No, nothing's coming to mind right now. Fanny, do you have any ideas on are you a bachelor of a music fan, or are you mostly listening to the gentle barking of dogs?
That's true. I do have one favorite artist though, which is the Baha Men.
Yes.
But I don't recall them having any singles by those names.
No.
But I'm pretty sure they just have that one, my favorite song.
Who Let the Chickens Out?
Which is your
by the Baha Men.
Which is your favorite song by the Baha Men?
It's Who Let the Dogs Out.
Of course. Yes.
Did you ever get to the bottom of that?
I don't think they did, no, but I suspect the Baha Men themselves.
You think it was an inside job? You think this was
a false flag operation by the
Baha Men who have called it in, saying someone's let the dogs out, but it was actually them who did it.
Yeah.
That's what they say. Yeah, my mother always says, whoever smelt it, dealt it.
How many, is there a large dog population in New York?
Oh, it's massive. Have you ever been to New York?
I have once.
There was one day I think I walked at least 50 dogs.
In a day?
They're everywhere.
Up to and including 50.
How many can you manage at one time?
That was at one time.
Wow. 50 at once.
It was too many.
Kyron, in New York, there's all underground dogs, and they go right up the city and down. It's a whole...
Right.
It's
Are you
a whole
thinking of trains?
Yeah, sorry, I am. Yep. I'm thinking of the subway, the train subway system.
You're speaking with quite a bit of authority. Have you been to New York, Chicken?
Yeah, I went to see Hamilton.
And they just talk me through the process of you, a chicken, a real-life chicken, getting to New York.
Yeah,
and then second to that, getting in to see the hit musical Hamilton, including how a chicken got tickets to that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So essentially Lin-Manuel Miranda is a music composer and writer of, you know, with a real focus on hip-hop. He sort of broke ground with In the Heights.
So we know what Hamilton is.
Yeah.
Yeah, sorry. So we're across Hamilton. We're more wondering how you, a chicken... Yeah. Got to New York,
yeah, by...
and then saw
Hamilton. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, I can't fly because of
famously chickens, flightless birds.
Well, yeah, that's right, and I'm on a list, so you know you've just got to go by you know whatever way you can. But you can now watch Hamilton on Disney Plus.
But you watched it on Disney Plus in New York?
No, I was in Warrnambool, you know, on my chicken farm.
So you went to New York. You didn't watch Hamilton there. You came back to Warrnambool, and then you watched Hamilton on Disney Plus.
It was sold out. It was sold out for months, Michael. Like,
anyway, sorry. None of that was helpful, and I don't know the answer to this question.
Which artist links the albums Looking for Butterboy, Into the Bloodstream, and Tell Me Why?
Let's say John Legend.
Question number three. What name was given to the elite unit of soldiers dedicated to protecting Roman emperors? Chicken... Have you ever considered joining the armed forces?
No, chickens don't. There's a few things in my life that I'm interested in. Mm. One's seed. One is kicking my little feet back.
And the work of Lin-Manuel Miranda.
Yeah, that. Well, that's a pastime.
I thought maybe you wouldn't have joined the armed forces because of the same list you're on that won't let you fly. Maybe that's a twofer, you know? They won't let you on a plane. They also won't let you enlist, you know?
Or I thought maybe that you were just too chicken.
get him.
Sorry. No, sorry.
Too cowardice, that you're a coward.
We are deeply offended by that term. The notion that chickens are somehow scared or cowardly is something that as a community we don't represent and we don't like.
You're brave, you reckon?
Mate, you should see me watching Paranormal Activity. Doesn't even faze me.
Eyes wide open.
both sets of eyelids open.
So what was the question? I forget. I actually forget what it was.
What name was given to the elite unit of soldiers dedicated to protecting Roman emperors?
Those legionnaires' hats. What are they? Those legionnaires? Is I believe that has something to do with it.
Like a flap cap.
Yes.
I think legionnaires are the soldiers in the army. If we're talking about the actual people who guard the emperor, it's like, is it like the prefects or the proteans or the... It's some name beginning with P, and is this jogging anything with anyone?
Not for me. As the rooster, I guess you're the head of the flock.
Yes, but you can keep multiple roosters in one sort of area. People think they can't, but they can. You're not always going to get a cockfight.
As a chicken, how do you feel about cockfighting?
Have you ever been to CFC, you know, in the cage?
CFC, I've not heard of that.
It's a cockfighting championship, mainly in Vegas. You know, and it's the best in the world. There's Cocker McGregor. Yep. There is there's that great.
Now you got this. You got this. Go two more.
Yeah.
What's there's Ronda Rousey.
Yep. Yep.
There is. I don't know any other.
What are some of the commentators?
There is. Oh, there's
a commentator.
There's Joe Krogan.
Yes, get him. Yes.
He's very prominent. And there is, of course, others.
Yeah, I want to say proteins, but...
You want to say protein?
Yeah, fuck, that's probably wrong.
You need a lot of protein in your diet.
Yeah, well, that's why you go get the eggs, I'm sure.
That's right. Great source of protein.
Question number four. Who wrote, "No man is an island entire of itself"? You wouldn't know this, chicken, because, of course, you're a chicken.
I actually do. It's Hugh Grant in About a Boy.
Okay, Hugh Grant in About a Boy. What about you, Fanny Farkle? Do you I know you read the newspapers. Do you ever read literature as well?
I do, actually. I do really like the Alain de Botton.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Sort of pop psychologist.
Yes. He has taught me so much about myself and about other people. And I wouldn't be surprised if he was the man that wrote "No Man Is an Island" as well.
What would you say is your favorite quote from Alain de Botton?
I would have to say, never believe what they tell you. Always find out for yourself.
Yeah, never believe.
Do your own research.
Always. Exactly.
Is that why you've gone into Reiki, a sort of pseudoscience?
That's true. I don't trust any doctors, no veterinarians. I don't trust them.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
You can always heal yourself from the inside.
Is that right?
Right.
That's true.
It's just looking at you now, you do look very ill.
Yep. I do have a vitamin D deficiency, which is why I try to go outside and walk the dogs, get some sun on me. Mm. I am quite pale.
Yeah, you're very gaunt. You look quite sickly.
I believe it gives me a bit of a glow.
Huh. I would say it's the opposite of that. It's more of it's almost like you're absorbing the light around you and in a sort of a haze, like a smoky haze.
Are you hitting on me?
No, I'm worried. I'm worried. I'm concerned for you.
Oh.
Concern is not flirting necessarily.
I haven't flirted with a man in so long. I just thought that's what this was.
In this instance, definitely concern. Well, I don't know. Let's say Alain de Botton then, because I don't know.
Alain de Botton?
Sure, why not?
Alain de Botton. Question five. How many sides in total would four squares, three triangles, and a pentagon have?
Christ.
Okay. Four squares.
What's the shape of your hen house?
Square.
Square. Okay, so you can cover that.
You got that one. You got the door. Do you count the door?
Uh-huh. Well, is it part of a side or is it...
Yeah.
Yeah, then you count the side it's on, maybe not the door itself.
I dropped maths in year nine. I just want to be up front with that.
Now, is this... Who's saying this? Is this the chicken saying this?
Well, the chicken is informed by its creator. You know what I mean?
I'm saying, is it a character choice?
Dinosaurs.
Or did you drop out of maths again?
There may be things that me, the chicken, has in common with the greater power that created me.
Okay. Fanny, how much maths did you do in high school?
I went all the way to extension.
Oh, Jesus.
What does it mean to go all the way to extension?
Yeah, I did the extension math. And then I asked for more maths, please. And then they gave it to me.
When I was in school, I was in a stream called Discrete Maths.
Discrete?
Just real subtle maths, you know, not getting ahead of itself, not too flashy, just real discrete maths.
Discrete maths is the kind of maths you would do, like the teacher doesn't want to tell anyone that you're doing it, you know, that no one wants to admit they're part of it.
Whispering maths.
Secret maths.
I think we can probably do this. We can probably just work this one out. This isn't even a trivia one. So we go four squares.
Four squares, three triangles, and a pentagon.
So four squares, that's four times four, that's 16.
Wait a minute.
Three triangles.
Four squares. Nine.
So that's 16 plus 9 is 25. And a pentagram is five
pentagram
sides.
Pentagram or pentagon?
Pentagon.
25 plus 5
pentagon.
Is
pentagon.
If it comes out as 9/11 and pentagon's involved.
I think 30. My head is at 30.
Question 6. Which Australian golfer finished equal fourth in the 2020 PGA Championship?
Mark Allen. No, he's...
Is Mark Allen a golfer? I don't know anything about golf.
I'm not a big golf fan.
Aaron Scott? Is that a golfer?
Yes. Mark Leishman.
There's probably not much room for golf in New York, is there, Fanny?
No, not really. There's a lot of ball throwing, though. People love throwing balls around.
Throwing balls is quite far away from golf, really.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, it's more of a dog thing, really. It's sort of...
Oh,
you know, I know dogs love that.
I thought golf was kind of like human ball throwing because they just go and get it and then they throw it again and then they walk to where that was and they pick it up. It seemed very similar to me.
Well, I'm not sure if Fanny's going to know the golfer who finished equal fourth in the 2020 PGA Championship.
Aaron Scott or Alan Scott?
Yep.
Sorry,
that was
chicken.
A binary choice. It was a you had to choose between them, chicken.
Bugurk.
I don't know a lot about golf. I don't follow golf.
No.
I do know that the recent US Open was won by a man who spent isolation getting real big and now is real muscly.
Uh-huh.
And that was his strategy, just get musclier than everyone else.
The Rock.
And then he can hit the ball further than everyone else. And when you look at him, he does look like, I mean, I've no idea about his training regime, but he does look like he's on about 40 pounds of human growth hormone every day. This guy's massive. But in terms of Australian golfers, yeah, maybe Aaron Scott. Yeah, but I don't know.
Put down Aaron Scott. Question number 7. From 2011 until 2018, Jay Weatherill was Premier of which state? Do you follow Australian politics, chicken?
Yes. I watch Insiders every Sunday morning with David Spears and obviously your Pat Carvalhos's, your Fran.
Yeah. Kelly.
Fran Kelly.
Who's your favourite? If you're putting together a fantasy league of Insiders panels.
I miss Barry.
Who's your Barry?
Barry Cassidy. I thought he was sharp and to the point. I feel like David Spears is too left leaning potentially.
David Spears is too left leaning.
When he was at Sky, I think he made more sense. He was more, I've just decided this guy's.
I mean, Barry Cassidy was a speechwriter for the Labour Party.
Yeah, he worked for Bob Hawke.
Yeah, but Barry knew where the
David
line.
David Spears worked for Rupert Murdoch.
Barry knew where the line was.
Hard to know if you're actually a chicken or just a sort of an alt-right weirdo.
Listen, let me put it this way. If you ate me, I would be delicious.
Yeah?
Because I'm a chicken.
Do you have a favourite chicken restaurant, chicken?
Yeah, KFC is good.
So this question, Kyron, embarrassingly, the only reason I know the name Jay Weatherill is because I believe comedian Stu Dolman would sometimes say his name in a bit, and he'd say, I'm going down to Jay Weatherill's house. I'm going to show him a thing or two. Ha, ha, ha. Or something like that. I don't know, whatever.
Stu's English as well. Stu's English off that impersonation. He's like a toffee top hat wearing English.
He's doing it. Like, you know when he's doing his bit and he's like, ha, ha, you know, and he's check please. Ha, ha, you know, that kind of thing. He's sort of, it's the kind of thing Stu would do, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so, because of that bit, which state he's premier of?
Well, I think the bit referenced Adelaide because he'd be talking about how much he liked Melbourne's trams or something, and then he'd talk about Adelaide. So I think it might be South Australia.
Jump down South Australia. Question 8. Hazmat is a portmanteau of which two words?
What is a port? Is it a poor man's toe?
Yeah, it's a poor man's toe.
What is a hazmat?
Hazmat is a poor man's toe of which two words?
It's a very odd question.
Isn't it? It's hard to decipher grammatically. I think it's portmanteau, as in like two words shoved together.
Oh, I see. I see, like a compound.
Like a compound word.
Yep. Like a made-up word.
Yep. I'm sorry. I think I would, mattify. I do like that word.
Mattify?
If we're just going off words that I like, that's one. And has would have been like Hasbro.
Hasbro, the toy company.
They do lots of nice little toys. They make me feel so calm whenever I play with one.
You think it's Hasbro Mattify?
You know what I find disappointing? The range of dog toys. There hasn't been that much invention lately.
That's true. No one seems to focus on the joy that a dog would get out of a toy. Has anyone thought about the dog's mind? Something to get into it so that they can think a little bit, you know? Maybe some puzzles.
Chicken has Matt.
I don't even know what the fuck you're talking about, man. Seriously,
hazmat. It's a portmanteau.
Saying things, man. Like, I've only got tiny little chicken ears. I know, two words. I know, predator or, fox. And I know, seed. My brain is this big, man.
It just seems that you are wildly careening between being a chicken with the limitations and physical restrictions that being a chicken would entail.
Yeah.
And then occasionally you'll just sort of talk about some very human things that you're doing.
Michael.
You know, like going on an aeroplane and going
to New York. Sort of brings
us back
to that first question you had, doesn't it, Michael?
Michael.
And I guess because the rest of us have turned our webcams on. Yeah. And it does seem to me that you're just refusing to do that potentially again because you're a man pretending to be a chicken who occasionally forgets that he's told us he's a chicken.
All right. Okay. Do you want me to fess up? Do you want me to be real with you?
Yeah, when will the lies stop, all chicken?
Right, okay. I'm not a chicken.
Oh, my God.
Thank you.
I'm a pigeon.
Oh.
Sorry, what?
I'm a pigeon.
Oh.
I'm a blue checkered cock.
Wait, are you changing it again? Or is that a type of pigeon?
No, you look it up. I'm a blue checkered cock. I'm a racing pigeon.
Again?
I've won several tournaments.
Is that a pigeon, or are you saying that you are a cock that's got blue checks
on
it?
Yes, I'm a racing pigeon. I can fly upwards of 300 kilometres back to my pigeon loft.
I've never had a conversation with someone where I was more confident that they were reading directly from a Wikipedia page.
Yeah.
Well, that's the thing about the domestic pigeon, which is me, we're from the Colombidae family of bird. That's why you're probably thinking that.
Kyron, I believe the hazmat, if I could take a guess, I think it's a portmanteau of, I would say maybe the words hazardous and material or hazard material. I think hazardous material.
Yeah.
It'd be hazardous material, suit, I think.
Jot that down. Question 9. Recently arrested Hong Kong pro-democracy figure and media tycoon Jimmy Lai owns the newspaper Something Daily. Do you get the news from Hong Kong when you're walking around picking up shit in New York, Fanny?
Yes, I do. I definitely do. Mm-hmm. I don't understand it, but it's definitely there.
What's your favorite newspaper to use to pick up shit?
My favorite newspaper would be The Sun.
Mm-hmm.
Just because I have vitamin D deficiency.
Oh, I get it. Oh, yep. Pretty good. Yep. Very good stuff. Very good.
So I always try and get The Sun when I can.
Sure.
I mean, it's a small newspaper, though, with 50 dogs. But that's a lot of shit. I'm not sure if you'll have enough pages.
I recycle.
Reuse, reduce, recycle.
That's so upsetting to hear.
But you should recycle. It's good for the environment.
Chicken, thoughts?
Yeah, Apple Daily.
What's Apple Daily?
It's the newspaper.
That's the newspaper. That's the Hong Kong pro-democracy activist.
Yes, Michael. Yes, Apple Daily. Yes, Michael. Yes.
He seems very agitated. The pigeon's getting very upset.
I think he's angry at newspapers because it's a competing industry as a homing pigeon.
Oh, look, a pigeon can't be involved in the independence of Hong Kong. Apparently, a pigeon can't have an opinion.
I just look, personally, I just want pigeons to stick to pecking and flying, you know?
Yeah, and homing.
Hanging out their benches near the park. That's what I want. That's what I want pigeons
to do. We had a very integral role in communication during World War One.
What was that, 100 years ago? More than 100 years
pigeons
ago.
Pigeons have a lifespan of what? 1 second.
1 second.
Well, just like, what about your friends? How long are your friends live for?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
think about your friends. Think about how old are you as a pigeon?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So again,
a pigeon can live to up to 6 years on average.
So is that what we're putting down?
Yeah, pigeons can live for 6 years.
Yeah, as the answer to recently arrested
Is it something daily? Is it one word? Do we think?
I think it's the something daily. Something daily.
I'm just trying to think of Hong Kong newspapers. I don't know. Is it the South China? What's that one? South China Morning Post? But that's not daily.
It's the Hong Kong Daily. I think you're thinking too hard about it.
The Hong Kong Daily? The,
Or something stupid like Apple Daily.
There's the Global Times. That's another Chinese language newspaper I see in the shop.
Do you want to put Global Times Daily?
No. I'm just trying to jog my memory, Kyron. I feel like let's say the, Canton?
I think you're thinking of stir-fru meals.
Yeah, it's how you make friends. Yeah, I get it. Yeah. Let's go with Chicken Tonight Daily.
Mama's making canton doesn't take long, only takes
Chicken
15
Tonight
minutes.
Daily. Question 10. Which country is home to the westernmost point of continental Europe? You ever had to fly home from continental Europe, Pigeon?
Yeah. Flew with Qatar. Through Doha. Portugal? I reckon Portugal. That's my bet.
That'd be my guess, yeah.
Picked up a lot of Nando's off the street.
Fuck, wait. What if it's up top? What if it's like one of them bits up top? Yep. Scandinavia, that kind of stuff. Sweden, something like that. Finland.
Oh, they're trying to be tricky.
No.
No?
No, I don't think so.
I guess maybe that doesn't count as continental. Maybe there's a river or a sea you've got to cross. All right, Portugal.
Portugal?
Yeah.
All right, that's 10 questions.
I feel good. I feel good for you.
Yeah, I think we got all of them right. I can't think of any that I guessed or didn't know, so I feel very confident.
Yeah, you reckon 10 out of 10, do you?
Yeah, I can't see why we wouldn't.
Even though only one question ago, you locked in Chicken Tonight Daily for the Hong Kong newspaper.
That would be awesome.
I actually believe in, I've been reading a book called The Secret, and I feel like if I guess it in the quiz, it'll manifest in reality.
Okay. Fanny Farkle, how many do you think we got out of 10?
Well, I think it's at least a 5. I feel very good about that. Okay. I can feel it.
And Broden Kelly, how many do you think we got out of 10?
Well, I... Wait a minute.
Oh, my God.
Wait, what?
That's right, guys. It's me, Broden Kelly. I've been pretending to be a chicken and a bird this whole time. But
just turned your camera on there and it's bloody Broden Kelly.
But wait, this is not me either. Broden Kelly doesn't exist. He's a figment.
What?
He's a figment of an imagination of another chicken.
What? Oh, so you are a chicken?
Yes.
Wow.
Underneath all this.
So the confusion occurred because you're a chicken who lives their everyday life as a man in
Broden
a sketch
Kelly.
Comedy group.
Yeah.
And then you were trying to re-engage with your real self and you were getting confused in the multiple secret identities you had to have.
Hing, I couldn't have put it better myself.
Yeah. And it was going so poorly that at some point you took a hard left and became a pigeon.
Mm. Yeah. Well, because life's not simple. Life's V messy.
V messy. Yeah. V dot messy.
And you...
How many did you think we got, Broden?
5.
5, okay. Five.
All right, well, let's have a look.
Tally them
up. See how you did. Question number 1. Mike Cannon-Brooks and Scott Farquhar founded which software company in Sydney in 2002? You said Atlassian, and the answer is Atlassian.
1.
First one, correct.
Congratulations.
Straight out the gates. Question 2. Which artist links the albums Looking for Butterboy, Into the Bloodstream, and Tell Me Why? You said John Legend, but the answer was Archie Roach.
Oh, I did not know. Damn it.
Question 3. What name was given to the elite unit of soldiers dedicated to protecting Roman emperors? You said Praetorian, And the answer was the Praetorian Guard. I'll give you that one. Whoop,
whoop, whoop, whoop, whoop.
Question number four. Who wrote No Man is an Island Entire of Itself? You said Alain de Botton.
If this is Hugh Grant.
But it was John Donne.
Never heard of that person. Don't know who they are.
No. Question five. How many sides in total would four squares, three triangles, and a pentagon have? You correctly said 30.
Whoop, whoop,
your
whoop.
Third one, right? Question six. Which Australian golfer finished equal fourth in the 2020 PGA Championship? You said Aaron Scott, but the answer was Jason Day.
Broden, did you know that person? Jason
Day?
Have you
heard Jason Day? Day is the better one, I think, of the Alan Scott and Aaron.
Damn it.
It was Alan Scott as well, not Aaron.
No chance. Question seven. From 2011 to 2018, Jay Weatherill was the Premier of South Australia, correct?
Thank you, Stu Dolman.
Question number eight. Hazmat is indeed a portmanteau of hazardous material. Question number nine. Recently arrested Hong Kong pro-democracy figure and media tycoon Jimmy Lai owns what newspaper? Mm-hmm. You said Chicken Tonight Daily, but the answer was Apple Daily. As Broden Kelly said numerous times. And question 10, which country is home to the westernmost point of continental Europe? You said Portugal, and you are correct. It's Portugal, which gives you 6 out of 10.
More than half. More than half. More than half.
Is surprisingly good. How do you feel, Fanny Fark, or something to gloat about when you head out on your walk
today? 100% is. I'm going to be telling all the dogs, everyone that passes by me, what happened today. I'm sure it'll be in all the papers. Mm.
Yeah, well, yes, you'll be able to read about it through all the shit. The improv scene in New York is incredible. Do you get down to any of the improv clubs?
Yes, I do. I do try and get to as many improvs as I can. And then I get to watch it and my shout out the suggestions.
There's a school in Australia, Improv Theatre School, that Oriya Golgowski is a member of. Have you heard of that before?
I have heard of that name, yes. It does ring a bell.
Worth checking out online. I know that New York scene is, you know, lauded, but, you know, the Sydney scene's not bad either.
I'll give it a check out.
And Broden Kelly, congratulations on 5 out of 10. Have you ever heard of Broden Kelly and Auntie Donna?
Yes.
Yeah.
You're a fan of them?
I am he.
Yeah.
What date is this coming out, Kyron?
This comes out... Well, why don't you tell me what date your Netflix special comes out?
If this comes out after October 21st, watch our Netflix series.
Do you want to do two versions of this and I can figure it out later?
Yeah. I've got nothing coming up. Thank you for asking, Kyron. Hey, we've got a Netflix Auntie Donna's Big Old House of Fun coming to Netflix. Well, check it out.
That's great. People will enjoy that, I'm sure. What a reductive way of plugging a Netflix show. Yeah, cool. People will enjoy that. Sure. No, congratulations. That's a big deal. An old Netflix show.
Yeah. Yeah.
Is it similar to the stuff that people are familiar with?
Yes.
Auntie Donna online.
It's our first full length sketch show, and we shot it in America with Ed Helms' production company from The Office and from The Hangover. It's got in it Paul F. Tompkins and Tawny Newsom from Stuff. It's got Weird Al Yankovic in it. It's got Ben Russell.
Is Auntie Donna in it?
We're in it briefly. Michael Hing was there at some point, and we went out to dinner with him, and he was
that was fucked. That whole night was fucked.
He was in a bad way, I'm excited for it to come out. I haven't been able to talk about it for a year.
The way Broden talked about that, this sounds like I had sort of ingested substances or whatever. I just want to make it very clear, the reason that night was fucked was entirely because of social anxiety and nothing else.
Yeah, that's right. Jet lag.
They had a famous friend who was there who was buying them all dinner, and I didn't realize this famous friend was buying them dinner, and I sort of tagged along and then felt very awkward the whole time. And at the end, the famous friend asked me why I was there, and I said... Oh, I'm friends with them. And they said, oh, this is my dinner. And I said, I'm sorry. And it was very weird.
I'm sorry. I didn't know that backstory, but now everyone knows it.
Yeah, no, they were very polite and lovely about it. They were very funny about it. But it was very clear that I was... that I was unwelcome.
This took a turn.
And if we had to bleep all that, what a shame you've got nothing interesting coming up.
Yeah. You've got nothing going on. I can't even leave the house.
Michael Hing, congratulations. 6 out of 10. What a score. That's amazing. That's truly incredible. Maybe you should... really is. Maybe you should head along to some of those get-togethers, quiz get-togethers. Help out the team.
Yeah, I should have done some training.
Are you allowed out of the radio station at the moment, or is that what you're doing mostly? Do you have other things?
No, I'm only allowed out of the radio station to do things like this, which is record podcasts. So if I could plug one, our Dungeons and Dragons podcast, Dragon Friends, is into its sixth season now. So if you're looking for something to do in lockdown and you just need something to put on in the background, there are literally over 100 hours of a Dungeons and Dragons campaign run by a bunch of comedians. It's me, Alex Lee, Ben Jenkins, a bunch of other really funny people, lots of guests. Broden's done episodes with us before.
That's the best show.
Do you remember when you used to be able to travel the world with that podcast?
We did. In fact, last weekend we did the equivalent of doing a show in LA, but I did it from this very room. And let me tell you, less ritzy. Far less ritzy. We did the same event that a year ago, whatever, we were flown to America to do. And this time,
yep,
in my sister's childhood bedroom. That's where I did it. Lots of fun.
All right, that's Wax Quizzical. Thank you very much. We'll see you next week. Goodbye.
Bye.
Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.